bang bang.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh wow!
Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Day. Hello everyone. This is Brother B. Another episode of The Menu. And yeah, I'm coming on like this because they obviously have me surrounded.
Yeah.
It is,
you are now surrounded.
Big Red and the return, drum roll please, of sexual terrorist number two, Nicole.
There you go. Nobody's a sexual terrorist.
There you go with that.
I'll take that.
So, ladies, how's everyone doing?
Yes, sir.
How's everyone doing?
On the call, I'm watching you.
We're good.
That's
what did
you
say
about the sex tape? What the hell are
you up to? Sex tape. Oh, Lord. Don't ask.
This, see, that's
you know
what that goes to do where your mind is. All about... I mean, I know it is Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh,
like
sexual healing.
Yeah, but yeah, she talk, what you said, sex tape? Like, we see where your mind is at right now. And,
that's what I thought she said. I was about to say, oh, my God, a sex tape. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? You know what? Let me ask this question. Big Red, just put yourself on mute. Don't even ask. Don't even answer questions.
Why not?
Because we kinfolk, we family. You can't be asking or answering such questions.
Absolutely,
you got to deal with it. Because guess what? I want to answer the questions. I like answering the questions, but. Go ahead.
No,
I'll do it for you just for you this one time. Go ahead.
Okay, so in the spirit of Valentine's Day, would you make a sex tape?
No. Well, if I make a sex tape, I'm keeping the tape, but no.
Not for Valentine's Day.
Can I answer now?
No, you can, listen. Go sit in the corner.
Yes.
Go sit in the corner.
Damn.
Sit in the corner, man.
You have to answer the question.
All right.
But why do you have to be a special occasion to make a sex tape?
No. How are you going to say you would if you can keep it, but then say no? Come on now.
Not for Valentine's Day.
I can answer that question. I'm not making it for Valentine's Day because that's cheesy. And plus, I don't have a Valentine's Day. I told you I have a situationship. But would I make a sex tape? Yes, I have an oral sex tape, and I have it.
I'm mad.
I want to see how it works.
I can't.
I ain't even mad.
I might have to.
You want to
do a whole lot
tonight,
bro.
Yeah, go ahead, Keith.
Answer
the question. Go ahead.
I'm out
the corner.
All right. You said in the spirit of Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't do it. Because
so you
it's like.
Do it, period.
No, I would, but not just because, it's Valentine's Day, we're going to, no. If I'm going to do, that's something that I want to do or we're going to do that because that's just, you know, just something that we want to do as a special thing, but not just for Valentine's Day, just like anytime he gets the feeling or I get the feeling, it's like, all right, let's do it.
That's what I'm talking about. I like her already. That's what I'm saying.
No, y'all is just rude.
Keep it 100. It has to be a special occasion to feel for you. Just come sit that shut up. I'm going to tell you. That's it. I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
Listen, little talk. Topic, okay, Valentine's Day. Why do we celebrate it? What is it really all about? It's a
Hallmark
situation to some. Yes, and it's corporate. It's just, it's all about money. It's all about
exactly.
Money.
Exactly. That's what it's about. That's what all these, that's what all of these things are about. It's about making money off of these things. Like, if you look at it, let's go back to Christmas, like I'll say, let me see, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving come around, they already got Christmas, like they pushing Christmas down your throat already. And Thanksgiving isn't even here good yet, and it's like, damn, I already gotta look at Santa Claus toys, Christmas tree. Just like, give it a chance. Give each of the holidays a chance to come in first. And
cool.
They don't do that anymore.
But now, when it comes down to actual thing of Valentine's Day, This is my issue. This is my issue. Because I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but then again, I do, because sometimes there's pressure put on either partner or either person, you know, to do things or to go out and buy things or go take them somewhere. Like, I remember one time, I just out of curiosity, I said, you know what, let me call Peter Luger's. Now, Peter Luger is like a real fancy upscale steakhouse, right? For those who don't know, but I'm sure y'all know.
And they are very good.
Really? Did you bring back
any? No, okay.
unless you bring it back samples, I don't want to hear nothing about it. Anyway. So I called like around, I think this is probably late summer. And, you know, these people said that they were already booked for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
That's about right.
Wow. I was like, really?
That's how it is.
That's how they make money.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I get that. So you try to
Absolutely.
Tell me I get you a $200 steak. That means I love you?
No, but you could get some flowers and some candy. Listen, I can keep it 100 because I'm real old. I'm real. I'm buying one this Valentine's Day because I ain't got one, okay? Because if I didn't have one, motherfucker, you got to come in with some roses or some candy or something. Something. Don't come here empty-handed. No. Sorry.
Okay.
You know what's so funny?
You know what's so funny? I used to feel like that. Like, I used to, like, all these years, and I had, you know, boyfriend here, a boo here, baby daddy, me a nigga, whatever. I used to feel like that, like, damn, like, when I didn't have somebody, I was like, damn, boy, Valentine's Day coming around, and it's like, now, it's like, I don't even care now, because throughout the years of seeing how, just like you said, how it's just like, it's like a rush to do everything, like, one day I was coming home, and I was out on, up there on Eastern Parkway in Utica. And, you know, over there in Eastern Parkway, Utica, that's where they usually do the parade. So they have all the vendors. Like, it wasn't around that time, but they have all the vendors out there. And it was going on Valentine's Day, and you should have seen the mass of just all these vendors out here trying to sell flowers and hearts and this and bears and you know, it's like, and then you should have seen these men just sitting here, and they, oh, should I get this for her? Should I do this? It's just like, why is this the only day that you got to show your love for somebody? You should show your love anytime. Like, you should buy that person roses on Hanukkah or Flag Day or something. Why has to be Valentine's Day that's the only time you go, oh, well, let me go and rush and go buy something?
Oh, no, I agree. I want to
like, it's crazy.
And Valentine's Day.
What?
And I think
well,
that's personal. When I was in a relationship, I didn't see dudes coming around with flowers. But since I've been single for years, all of a sudden it seemed like the gifts are getting bigger. I'm like, now what the fuck? Now, when I was in a relationship, I didn't see guys walking down the street with nothing. Now, oh, big bouquet of flowers, this teddy bear my size. I could swim was walking down the street. I'm just like, really? I'm like, rubbing it in my face. Like, you
see,
you know?
Right? Oh, my God. I can't.
I feel salty.
Because, because sometimes men are pressured to feel, and well, that's not just men. We'll just say significant others or someone that's trying to put the lasso around somebody else. They feel pressured to do these things. Oh, I got to get them the perfect gift. Or I got to get them this, got to get that. What if I ain't got no money?
Can I make you an egg sandwich? You can't make me an egg sandwich, but if you could get up in that kitchen and make me freaking baked macaroni and cheese and ham, we good.
Yeah.
No, okay. Wait, pause. I'm not stereotyping. But what is it with? I gotta say it because I don't know too many white women with it. But what is it with black women and baked macaroni and cheese? Like my daughter.
Oh, because I
baked macaroni.
Because that's what we grew up on. You know that.
That's what we grew up on. You know that. They didn't grow up on that. I don't know what the hell they ate. What they eat? They don't eat that. Me too. But that's the first thing I heard. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was maybe been like a steak or something, or maybe some corn or ham. No, listen, you can make me baked macaroni and cheese.
You can make me baked macaroni and cheese in the steak.
Chicken makes me happy. I want some chicken.
Dude, if you want some baked macaroni and cheese, chicken, and is going around. Is anything else? Red velvet cake. Red velvet cake. Yes, red velvet cake. Red velvet potatoes.
But here's how you want to bring red velvet. Velvet, red velvet too. Ooh, and
that's what I'm talking about. She making me hungry. Damn, is Associated clothes?
I'm so over it. Y'all silly. The pepper chart is on sale. The red velvet one. I should have got it. You should have got that. I got me one of those. That's what I got. I don't understand. What is it with red velvet? Like, I'm not a caker, so I don't know.
Oh, it's red velvet cake. No, my thing is this red velvet cake. See, red velvet cake is good depending on who make it, because not everybody knows how to make it.
That's true.
Okay?
Okay.
Everybody doesn't know how to make it, and like I said, it's depending on who make it. That's what the big deal about it is.
That's right. And not everybody can make a potato salad either.
This is true, too.
Please.
But I got something for y'all. I got something for y'all. A drunken red velvet cake. How's that?
Ooh, that sounds nice. What are we putting in? Tequila, rum, vodka? Instead of the cup and a quarter of water, you use a cup and a quarter of vodka.
What?
That sounds interesting.
Because it's drunk. It's drunken. Oh, it's so good. Oh, but you
drunken
can't use the cream cheese.
Wait, man, somebody made it for you?
No, I'm the one who made it.
Duh. You made it? Oh, Lord.
Listen, you have to be exchanging recipes. Okay?
Wait.
But you understand why? Listen, it's Valentine's Day. And you can make the person you love a drunken red velvet cake, see?
I'm going to make it for myself.
Listen, that's exactly
that's for the sexual terrorist and her situationship.
Shut up. You're so sweet. That sounds good to me. That's definitely a treat. I can't. He already knows. It's all about pressure.
Sometimes it's whether it's on the male or the female. Sometimes it's just a bit too much. Like I said, put it like this: 364 days out of the year, you could probably think of whatever to buy your paramour, your significant other, happy, whatever you want to call it. But the thing is this: that one day is like you have to make that impression. Because if you,
oh
you expect,
God.
You said you just can't,
but
you
I
just
think,
can't
you
make
know
an
I,
egg salad.
See, women put the pressure on men more about Valentine's Day than women do with men.
But you know,
well,
if you don't want
to
dollars and some candy,
like, what if I made you a turkey sandwich in the shape of a heart? Would you appreciate that? That takes
no,
skill.
No, no,
I had to cut that monkey.
Wait a minute.
See,
now,
you don't want that. See? So much
you're
more
right. I don't. No, you're right. I don't want it depending on who the person is. Now, if it's somebody I'm in love with, and he said, babe, listen, I don't really have no money this year or whatever. Or even if, you know, like he told me that during the week of Valentine's Day came up, I'm laying in the bed, I'm feeling kind of bad. He said, baby, listen, get up, look at this. You made me a turkey sandwich with a heart. You know, you brought me a little flower, you know, a little flower, a little bullshit flower from the store, something like that, a couple of orange juice. That shows that you care. But like I said, that's somebody that I'm dealing with as in, like, we in love and, you know, you a dude I've been dealing with for years. Now, if you're some Negro that I met a week ago and, you know,
No.
You can't give me no turkey sandwich. You better do something. You better do something.
That's what I'm making. So that's
to make me want to make me want to have you in my bed again. How about that?
Well, see, but the whole thing. Whoa. Go ahead. Sexual terrorist number one. Go ahead, say whatever you're going to say.
Who is a sexual terrorist? Wow.
You know your
He's
name.
You.
You know your name.
I am not a sexual terrorist. I am experimenting. There's a difference.
So,
I don't terrorize.
You're a scientist, so even worse.
I don't terrorize. I pleasure.
So she's a sexual scientist.
Yeah.
Nick, I don't know what you're laughing about because you're in the same boat.
Yeah. It's about
10
o'clock. It's about to be on.
Listen. Hey,
you know
I didn't even want to. I don't even want to interpret what that meant. I don't even want to interpret what that meant. I don't know what about TV show. I hope you talk about TV show. But now you see that there's pressure in that. So you're trying. So boom, we just met like 2 weeks ago.
Well, this shouldn't be.
So what would you do?
But let's be real.
You just met some guy 2 weeks ago, and yeah, be real. Come on.
Let's be real for a moment. It doesn't. It's one of these things where, at a certain stage, it shouldn't even matter if he can or he can't afford it, because at the end of the day, he's still there. Same thing for her. At the end of the day, she's still there. At some point, this Valentine's Day matters when you're in your 20s, maybe in your early 30s. After a certain point, it's just a regular day. Because if your relationship is that tight, every day is Valentine's Day.
Wait,
exactly.
If your relationship is that tight. Or pretty damn close to it. Maybe every 3 days.
Yo.
If I'm in a relationship, I have some kisses.
Who the hell is Vika? Is that you?
Yes.
You were just spewing that stuff? Because, listen, you don't sound like you practice what you be preaching, okay? You know each other for a long time. You must have got soft now.
Let's clarify.
You're like the sister. When it comes down to if you was to go grab an encyclopedia right now and look up the word pressure, your picture would be next to it.
You
so
are
you know
insane.
How to put the pressure on. Listen.
You are completely
don't act
insane.
Like, don't act
wow.
like I ain't never seen you in school. Don't act like oh, come on, man. Come on now.
Wow. Okay.
You like the little John Gotti, little Joanna Gotti. Like, don't try it.
Really?
Don't.
Come on.
Yeah, listen.
She called you Joanna Gotti. Hot damn.
Okay. Listen. Wait, let's clear the air.
And Nicole, you know it too. Nicole, don't be doing a whole bunch of wow. That's why you just wow.
No.
You know how she used to get down. You know how, that's why I'm like, I'm listening to this. I'm thinking Jesus on the line. Huh?
I cannot believe this. okay.
Honestly, I forgot. Like, I don't know.
Oh, you
like,
forgot. Oh, you just convenient. You just conveniently forgot. Wow.
Wow.
You need some ginkgo?
Hold up. Wait.
I know what to get you for. I know what to get you for Valentine's Day. Ginkgo
flow. Stop.
I get some ginkgo.
Your gender is freaking born and raised with selective amnesia. Let's clear that real fast. Men have selective amnesia. Women remember everything. Too bad for you.
We
should
do.
But wait a second.
Go.
Just because I'm not an overly girly girl does not mean I don't have a sensitive side, man. I'm sorry that my balls are bigger than most dudes, but I have a sensitive side. I just keep it close to the breast because honestly, dudes suck. You can't let them get one.
You said dudes suck. They should answer
dudes. They suck.
I put it close to the breast because I have to. Because your gender is full of bitches.
Yeah.
And I'm not
lesbian. No.
So therefore.
Not all of them. But the majority of these dudes now that are from my era, they are starting to get that little bitch ass in them.
You know why?
I'm going to tell you that.
That's your fault. You know what? Because
ain't none of y'all from my ass. No, it ain't. No,
it is your fault.
Not.
Because you know what?
No.
Y'all want that to be all sensitive. That's your fault. It's your fault. Because then you want these little children to be out of here. You want these little kids.
Listen,
whose fault is it? The rise of the metrosexual. Whose fault is that? That's y'all.
Their mama.
It's all
their mama fault.
It's
their mama fault.
Listen.
If a man is easily persuaded to be a girl, then it's him. I'm sorry, a real man knows what he's
like
saying. I don't want no man getting no pedicure next to me talking about a man girl. My pedals are better than yours. Say this, Kay. No.
Listen, still a woman. It's your gender. It's your gender that's responsible for the estrogen filled dudes. That's what it, and then these holidays like Valentine's Day, you want them to make this extreme impression, so they got to, you want them to be their sensitive side.
Okay, so I take it you cheat.
I got a mop and three buckets. Now what? And Mr. Clean. Check this out. It's not about the money. If I'm going to do something for you to Valentine's Day, I'm going to do something that's going to mean something. So that means I'm going to cook, you know, I'm going to invite you over. Or if we're living together, I'm going to make sure you run out. So by the time you come back, the house is smelling like candles. I'm cooking like, yo, you got a bath ready. You know, things of that nature. That's the work you put in that shows the appreciation. Because anybody can go buy flowers. Anybody can go get candy.
Right.
I made chocolate strawberries for somebody one time. So, you know, I didn't have to go out and buy it. Because making it meant some more than just going to buy it.
Right.
So,
you ain't absolutely right.
Don't call me cheap lady, terrorist. Don't be calling me cheap because that's not what
it's
about.
No, because you said it's all about money.
The commercialism of it is about the money. But sometimes there are women out there that put pressure on these dudes to just do things that they normally don't do.
Right, and like I said, it depends on what kind of relationship you have with this person.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Like I said, if you're a dude I met a week ago, possibly a month ago, and say Valentine's Day is coming up, yeah, you're going to have to do something to impress me. I want you to do something to impress me, because at least I know.
Yes.
Because at least I know on a special occasion if I need. I'm telling you, because at least I know. Either if we have a bit, if our relationship gets a little deep, and I know later on down the line, say it's my birthday or something like that. At least I know maybe I'm feeling bad that you're about my birthday, and you can say, yo, damn, you know, one Valentine's Day I did this for her, I took her out, and then maybe I'll do this for her birthday. I'm not saying every holiday and every birthday I want you to do it, but at least I know you're capable of doing it.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's important for a relationship. I let somebody know. I listen, I'm sentimental. I like birthdays and Christmas and Valentine's Day, especially my birthday. If you don't do birthdays,
okay,
then we can't be together.
And no, and like I said, it's not so much the occasion, but like I said, it's the pressure put on the individual to do something. Because you know what? Listen, not everybody's a mind reader, and the whole thing is, you can't lie and say, as women, some of y'all are not very frugal or very picky about certain things. Because I've been in conversation with other women that said, oh, yeah, he bought me this, but it was, I just didn't like the color. But I just tell them thank you anyway. Are you serious? Like,
okay,
you really just put that out there like that?
It all depends. All right. If you want to buy me a box of chocolates, I don't want no generic candy. It has to be made, at least let it be Hershey. Don't come back with that cheat shit.
Exactly, that 99-cent store stuff.
So chocolate is chocolate.
Yeah, do you know
what? No, chocolate ain't chocolate. Damn that. No, chocolate is not chocolate.
You got me a steak roll. Really? No. If you want to come right, come correct. Nobody's saying I want a tennis bracelet and stuff.
A little skinny chick can say chocolate is chocolate. Listen, I'm a big girl. I didn't want chocolate, okay?
I'm a big girl, too.
Oh,
I want some candy.
That's right.
Not
I want
candy,
chocolate.
Not candy.
I can tell the difference.
Thank Mika. You. Don't come with that shit now.
Are you all right?
Dude,
you all right, guys?
I'm here laughing. I'm just laughing.
Listen,
I haven't
heard
about Valentine's Day in a long time. This is perfect.
No, I want some real candy. Somebody gave me some fake generic. I was talking to somebody, right? They gave me some fake generic candy. It probably was in the 99-cent store and a roll.
Mm-hmm.
And the bitch wasn't, and it wasn't even a real flower. It was fake. he told me it's gonna last forever. That's why
oh,
he got this
no.
No.
But that's real talk right there.
That's
why
he's
in
the store. He put a store. Hey, guess what?
I'll even take, if you buy me a Valentine's Day card,
to put some money in it. If you say, oh, baby, listen, I don't feel like going out. Because, you know, a lot of the restaurants are crowded on Valentine's Day. I get it.
But if you buy me a card
and say it's about, $100, $200, thank you, baby. I can pay a bill with that. I can pay my phone bill. I can go get my hair done. I can do something with that.
And you can get some good loving for that, yes. But you think
exactly.
You're going to get some and you gave me a fake flower?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a fake flower, fake orgasm. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's
yo, you're rocking with the menu.
None.
You're rocking with the menu, 347-324-3395 is the calling number. All right. Now it's time to go in. Let me put on my scuba gear, because y'all are out of
that's right. Go in, brother. Go in.
Go in.
First of all, listen, as men, I don't feel the only time we're supposed to show sensitivity is if somebody mess with our mother, our women, or our kids. And sensitivity is smacking the shit out of you. Otherwise, y'all looking for all that soft, gussy, mooey shit. We ain't here for that. We ain't here for that. So now, you know what I'm saying? You want a dude to search some sensitive side to go out there and get you some flowers. Let's not grab some off the tree and say, here. Like, what, I don't
no,
see the problem. As long as I thought about
chocolate.
Listen, what if I just made some chocolate? What if I don't get some cocoa beans, crush them up, make you some damn chocolate? Would that matter? Would it matter?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, it would matter.
If it tastes good, yes.
Yo, you about to get muted. Listen, what do you mean, yeah, it would matter? I put work into that. I'm for work.
You about to get muted.
Make some
what's
chocolate.
What's the problem? Yeah,
make
what's
some brownies,
Oh, so making chocolate ain't good enough? Making chocolate ain't good enough? If I just went and got the recipe just to make you a chocolate bar, that ain't good enough?
No,
So, wait, so you trying to say, all right, for Valentine's Day, I'm just like, yo, I'm going to do something real special for you, real special for you. And then, boom, you come to the crib, and all of a sudden, it's like, look what I made you. And it was a chocolate bar. And it was like, yo, I had to go from each borough, I had to go grab something and just to make this chocolate just for you, just especially for you. You gonna have an issue with that?
Why can you
that's
just
not,
on
that's
a
not good
that
enough?
Goes like anyone else?
What?
Why can you have just on a Trader Joe's?
You know what?
Why go through?
Yo,
I want you to go.
You know what? No,
I want
no,
you to
go
to Switzerland and get my chocolates.
See, there you go.
Well, if you're gonna make
sure, there you go.
Listen, if you're gonna make your homemade, you gotta go to at least Trader Joe's and get the shit.
Okay,
I want you to go to.
What's that place called? What if I went to 3 Trader Joe's spread across the city just to get what I need?
Okay, now see, I have to smack you because this
point. Listen, you find that making the band. What was it? Diddy's making the band when he made them go.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't with you people. Okay,
well, go get the goat milk from Javier on 125th Street and let him to the foot lab.
Listen, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
sorry. You telling me to go to Trader Joe's? What if I didn't want to go to Trader Joe's? What if I wanted to go to some little discreet spot and get some special chocolate from here and then go to Queens to go get that and then go? Like,
why would you do all of that?
Why would you
do
all that?
Way
you know,
too
extra.
Just buy a chocolate kit, I think that's it. You
know why?
You know why?
Because
I love you, girl.
Exactly.
Yo,
and it go to,
so
and
it done,
shows you
it.
That I'll drive, or go wherever.
No, and you know what it's also showing?
It's also showing
you doing too damn much. Because you're doing too damn much, so you must be up to something.
Wow.
If you want to go through all that.
See, you know what? You're done.
See?
I'm muting you.
See?
Like, you mean me? Go stand in the corner. Like, you're not done.
I'm saying that when men go all out like that and they do too much, you gotta watch that because sometimes it can be harmful. Why can't you watch that? Nicole, you gotta watch that. Nicole, take off your glasses. You gotta watch nothing. Okay, listen, you gotta watch nothing.
I don't believe y'all. You have to all be put in the corner. Let me tell you something, like I said, and that's another thing I think about when I used to see those men killing themselves by Valentine's Day. It's like you probably up to something because you gotta buy something for your wife, then you gotta buy something for the side chick because you got to buy something for your side chick. Yeah, but wait a minute. But still.
These days, you got it all wrong, honey. The game has changed, honey.
Representing Queens, but she was raised out in Brooklyn. Listen, all I can say is, once again, I have to use a big word. I'm flabbergasted at the fact that you would actually twist it If I said I went to this spot, to this spot, to this spot, or I broke my neck to do something special for you, not just go to the store and shop for some pre-made chocolate or some pre-made this, this, that, and the third, but I actually went and did it.
No. You could do better than that.
Because, but the whole thing is, if you're worth it, then the person's going to put in the effort. But then, if the person puts in the effort, then he's up to something.
I'm not saying that's true for all situations. But sometimes you have to, if this person hasn't, I say if they haven't really showed you any appreciation the whole year round, you know, and, you know, little holidays come up and they really don't bother with you too much or they don't really make an effort to do something. But Valentine's Day, they want to make this big deal and say, oh, I'm going to get flowers, candy, take out this, that, and other. I'm going to go get candy from the Rocher. What's that thing called? Rocher Factory out in wherever the hell it is. You got to kind of look at it like, damn, why are you doing all of this now? Like, well, you didn't appreciate me before, so now you want to do this today.
Well, why are you even thinking about it like that? That's why you should be ashamed of yourself to even think about it like that.
Once again, it depends on the situation. Like I said, if you would
you see that little fuckery. That little fuckery you're coming with right now, see, that's just like some disclaimer. That's a disclaimer.
To cover your track.
That's what that is. That's a disclaimer.
But it depends. You know what I mean, guys?
It depends on the situation.
I don't care. Exactly. I'm like this. If we're together, I want a gift on Valentine's Day. I want some chocolate, and I want real candy, not fake candy, real ones, and I want real flowers, not no fake stuff because it can last forever. I just say I ain't asking for much. I'm asking for something cheap, but I want real candy. I'm a big girl. I like taking. That's why I'm fat.
Big girls, it doesn't matter what size.
Don't come with no little box either. Don't give me no little box of chocolate where there's six candies in there. And no, you can't have none. We're not going to sit there and eat the chocolate together.
No, you can't have none.
Shoot, that's what the dude did. Not only did he buy
the
chocolate,
no, you can't have none.
But then he ate it too.
So wait, he can't have no candy to his Valentine's Day. Just because he bought candy, he got to buy a big box for the both of you.
No, you can't have none of my candy because he's going to be asking me for my candy later on. So guess what? Let me have my candy right now.
Exactly. And if it's
Let me have my candy tomorrow, and then we can share candy later on. That's all.
Mika, where are you? Where's Mika? Do you have anything logical to add to this? Because these two, I'm not even getting in this.
Do
what?
I'm actually going to sit back and watch them abuse you and enjoy every moment of it.
I ain't getting abused. Yo, listen, like I said, all of y'all.
Buy your girl some real candy.
You gotta be called by her.
Listen.
And not no small thing either. That $1.99 box of candy. No, go all out. Get the big one. And you can't get no flowers and they got roses? Come on, the flowers. The big one get roses.
They out of season.
Come on.
They out of season. They out of season right now.
I'm just saying.
They gotta get. Because, like I said, and this is the pressure that's being talked about. Like, what if the dude was proud of what he did?
He was proud. And my thing is this. How are you going to be proud giving me fake candy, but you went out there to the weed man? His weed cost more than my gift? Negative. Okay, no.
Hot damn, girl. You, girl,
girl, you that made that crap thing. Right on the damn note. Because if that weed man asks you for that same amount of money that I want you to give me or use with the Valentine's Day, honey, you give him the whole damn thing and don't think twice
hey,
about it.
Exactly.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, Nick.
That's
hey, Nick.
Right.
Hey, Nick.
That's right.
Those were your
flops. They didn't have the nerve to want some. You think you want to give some after giving me fake candy? No.
Nick, those were your flowers right there. Those were the flowers, the leaves. Those were your flowers.
It was the fake flowers.
No, you're talking about the weed right there. The weed. That was the flowers. Trees. Those were your flowers right there.
No, I don't smoke that mess. I don't smoke that much. He's a smoking. He spent more money on his weed than he did on my gift. And that's a damn thing. Exactly. And it's my chocolate.
Okay. So wait a minute. If he ate the chocolate, did he lick the pie? How about that? Did he lick the banana?
He don't even know what it smelled like. He wasn't even worth smelling it. He ain't getting none.
He got you a forever rose and a little box of chocolate.
I threw that shit in the incinerator when I got back home. Okay?
I said, Ma, look at this shit. And she said, I don't even know.
Oh, my God. No. Mika, you know my mother.
Yes, I do.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
Listen, I got jewelry. Forget the diamonds and the candy. Let's talk about the jewelry part of this segment.
Oh,
Lord.
Jewelry? I can't get candy. I'm going to get jewelry.
You can get me mad now. I'll get jealous now.
Jewelry. I couldn't even get real candy. Please.
So what if the maintenance man, right? I'm sure he's gonna facilitate and bring you some
Valentine's
Day, right?
Let me tell you something. He only got shit. The only thing he got, I wanted to see it. Okay, and he ain't got nothing, and I ain't getting him nothing either. So what if he wanted to buy you something?
And I'm gonna say thank you, but he ain't getting nothing. I need some silence when I say this. You's about as cold as Pluto.
I'm not gonna fall for that trap and sit there and give him a gift, and then all of a sudden he ain't getting a gift because I'm gonna snatch my shit back. No, so therefore I'm not gonna get you nothing. That's it. You the maintenance man. Just do some maintenance. That's it. You can't even be mad at that.
Mika, now you want to start talking. You can't be mad at
that. If he was a dude that she was seeing, like, you know, on some, you know, real heavy something, that'd be, you know, she probably would think a little different. But, you know, you're just a maintenance dude. It's like, no, you got to do something, brother.
He's not my man. Why would I buy you a gift? Like, no, you're my man. Exactly. He's not your man.
So guess what? No.
Exactly.
No.
But you don't expect anything from him.
You don't expect nothing from him.
If he bring me shit, hell yeah, I'm going to say, that ain't stupid. Thank you. I'll say thank you. And if I see you do stuff, then I'm going to do stuff. Listen, I'm not going to do that again. I was too nice before to these dudes and got shanked. I'm just now healing in my back. I ain't getting shanked no more.
Because I hear you, girl. That's right. You got shanking. I do the shanking. Listen, y'all sound like Orange is the New Black.
I can't mess with y'all. But y'all got crazy. You know what? I think on the next show, I should get like a therapist because y'all need some type of counseling. Because y'all sound like serious anger.
I don't need no counseling. People watch themselves.
Mika, we already know about you. So anyway,
you know what? Like I said, you know what? The sad thing about it, like I said in the other show that we was doing, it's sad that we have to be like this because, you know, we try to be soft and we try to let our guard down, but as soon as we let our guard down, you dudes, your egos get big as this damn building, and y'all just like, not all men, I'm not going to say all, but as soon as we let our guards down a little bit and we get a little sensitive or we show a little sensitivity, y'all like, yeah, I got that chick.
Exactly.
Then y'all start being on y'all BS, and then guess what? We get hurt in the end.
Exactly.
Then they wonder why we keep our guards up most of the time. I don't mean to be like that, but I mean, come on.
No, it is what it is.
Lay it out, Misha. You was going in last week, so that's come on.
Listen, we've already covered this. Big Red just reiterated what I said. I'm good. Just so you understand, I'm good.
I'm not saying
anything because you know what? At the end of the day, it's not going to change. You men are going to keep pissing us off and turning us into colder and colder bitches.
Y'all don't see the line. Like y'all just keep going and going and going, and you don't see the line until we blow it up or we start acting like bitra. Then that's when it's like, oh damn, what did I do?
Exactly. All of a sudden,
that's when you want to play. What did I do?
And that's why on days like Valentine's Day, that's where it's time to mend fences. Yeah, that's right.
And you know what?
Y'all ain't taking accountability for y'all own actions when it comes down to certain things. And this is why days like Valentine's Day, you got to take advantage. You got to be
nice.
Wait a second. What? We take it. Listen.
No.
But, like I said, if I'm in a relationship, then I'm going to buy my dude something. But if I'm not in a relationship, I'm in a situation ship. You don't buy gifts for situations. Okay, but if I'm in a relationship, then yes, I'm going to do the gift thing. But if I'm not, then no, because I'm trying to be nice to somebody. Because the next person I be nice to, they shank me, I'm going to be in the paper.
So where's Saint Sue's back? Okay? Come on, it's not that serious, man.
Let me do something to act to show I'm sorry or to act like why has to be that time? Do it
because that's your holiday. It's your holiday.
It's a Hallmark holiday. There is a difference.
My holiday is New Year's Eve.
What's my holiday? St. Patty's Day.
Mine is my birthday. And if you don't come right on my
birthday. Oh, yeah, my birthday too, yeah. My birthday is New Year's Eve.
That's my holiday. The birthday.
I don't want to hear that I ain't got no money.
The birthday. The birthday is the one that really counts. The hell with Valentine's Day because you know what? That's showing me how much you care or how much you pay attention or you're paying to me because you're remembering my birthday without me even telling you or saying, oh, it's my birthday tomorrow. If you remember and say, yo, I know her birthday is coming up. And I don't have to tell you, and you just, you know, you come to my house, or you, like I said, even if you text me, hey, baby, how you doing? You know, I'm just texting you to say happy birthday. Excuse me, I'm saying happy birthday.
But see, everything that y'all said tonight just goes back to what I said before. Pressure.
It's not pressure. It's common sense.
Exactly. You can't say that's pressure When you're in a, like I said, it depends on the, like I said, if you're in a heavy relationship with somebody for a year, 2 years, and the person's birthday come up and you don't remember their birthday, that's not pressure. If I'm just messing with you, like you said, the maintenance man or some little, you know, some little fly-by-night thing, I wouldn't even get upset if you forget my birthday because you know what? It's a fly-by-night thing. I don't care.
I'm talking about
I'm saying she may not even remember your birthday.
A lot of corporations stand to make a lot of money from FTV to edible arrangements to, like, strawberries are probably going to go out of style this whole week and weekend. And
strawberries, whipped cream, Adam and Eve,
all that.
Let them make money. You better come in with some gifts. That's all I'm saying. Listen. You're in a relationship with someone that's longer than you have. Don't come up in there without a gift. And you could go to Duane Reade, CVS, Walgreens, and buy some real candy, Hershey, for $5.99. And you could throw it in there, too. Okay?
You ain't got to go to the Godiva place in King's Plaza. Listen, you can go to Rite Aid, Duane Reade. You can go to, what's that thing, Walgreens, and get a good thing of candy for like almost $8.99, $10. You kidding me?
Yeah, as long as we peel the label off. As soon as you see it was from Walgreens, you want me some Walgreens chocolate?
If it's a Walgreens chocolate, Walgreens brand or something like that, but no, you got me something like what's that one? What's that called? Like Hershey's or one of them good ones, you know, Rocher or whatever that thing is, Rocher for Rich or whatever it's called. You get me one of those and you brought it out of Walgreens. No, I ain't gonna get mad at you.
No, that's good money. Even if you go to BJ's, buy me the big ass one. I'm happy. Unbelievable. And buy me the $20 box. I'll be good after this for this Valentine's Day. The next one, don't send me one of those small boxes. Get out of your head. The candy in there, no. That'd be good for this Valentine's Day. The next one after that, I'll be good.
I don't know how this happened.
Boy, I tell you, you need another dude up in here with you.
You know what? I'm surprised. Like I said, listen, because he's dealing with baby. He's dealing with the newborn.
Oh, please, he's looking for a reason to run. If I tell you what the baby did to him, you'd run too.
What, doodle? That's a badge of honor.
She purposely waited for him to get ready to change her, and as soon as he was changing her, she ripped him just all over.
And you gotta wear that, because that's. Listen, it's like the Trials of Life series. Like, that's just what it is. You're a parent, new parent, baby going to doodle. Listen, my daughter threw up on my head once. Listen, something you got to deal with.
Listen.
Something you got to deal with.
I'd rather get thrown up on than shitted on. It's a thing. I don't want to be shitted on. They both stink.
But like I said, I mean, y'all just showed me that
Valentine's Day is a piece of shit.
No, y'all just showed me all y'all crazy. All y'all crazy and y'all.
No, we ain't crazy. We want to be
right. You need Jesus. You need God. You need the Holy Ghost.
Just do it right.
What's going on here?
Listen, what's going on here?
Are you really being a cranky pants this evening? Like, seriously?
I'm not being a cranky pants, but like I said, I can't believe that I just threw it out there and said, if a man did X, Y, and Z and put on all his effort and all this and that, y'all sit there and agree that, oh, we ain't have to do all that because we went to Trader Joe's. Well, you didn't have to do all that. You could just bought me some Walgreens candy. No, he did all of that for you.
Listen.
Oh, please.
And you're treating him like stale. Listen, he did it for you. He went, he's put in the effort for you. And this
exactly.
Is how you
what did you do? What did you do? Who you selling?
And then you turn around and flip
like
it
that.
And say, who you, let me see your phone. What you do wrong?
That's right. What
that
you
third?
Do?
You treat with no, see, and that's wrong.
Because
that's
you know what? Wrong. Let me tell you this. You know why? Because, like I said, if that's not something that you do on a regular, then you did something wrong.
It don't have to be necessary that you cheated on me. It could be something that you did. You could have took some money that you wasn't supposed to take or something, you know, something like that.
Listen,
or you spent money on something that you know we were saving money for or something.
I love all
exactly.
Y'all.
Exactly.
But I hope all y'all fall in the toilet tonight. Hope all y'all sit down and fall right in the damn toilet. Water all on your ass.
You're just one lane short of just wishing freaking bloody diarrhea on all of us.
Ew. I hope you fall in the toilet. I ain't saying nothing else. I said,
well,
fall
damn,
inside the toilet.
Well, damn, you're on the next level. Why would you wish that we fell in the toilet? That's a really special toilet.
Y'all are mean.
I'm tired of people telling me that I'm not me. I just got to tell you. I got to tell you.
Where your damn cat get it from? Get it from you.
You know what?
Needy is a nice cat, right, Needy?
Yeah, right.
You don't know you're now. You're now looking all sad.
That is dumb.
Yes, my cat.
Ain't nobody mean. You need to stop.
Exactly.
Just because we know what we want, we're kind of forceful about it, does not make us mean. It makes
exactly.
Us very aware.
We're thinking that for ourselves. No fish bottle, cheap candy.
So all right. So you know what?
All I want is all I want for Valentine's Day is Deadpool and Walking Dead. That's all I
want.
That's
right.
And I'm glad they're for it.
So this is what we're going to do next Wednesday. We're going to take a little time and do a review on, you know, The Walking Dead and Blood Pool. We're going to do a little review on that and, you know, throw around some commentary. But on top of that.
Okay, well, I won't be on next Wednesday because I already made plans, but I'll be back the following, and I want to do some sex talk. Mika, we got to bring it.
Yeah, well, you come up with the topic for that one, then.
Okay.
Please,
and make it a good one.
That's her responsibility. Listen, it's just three against one, obvious. So bring it. However you want to come with it, I'm ready.
We need another dude on this show, man. We need to get this show. I mean, you're here, but we need other penis besides yours.
So we can go toe to toe, man.
I was thinking maybe weirdos.
You know what? Not everybody's a weirdo.
We'll discuss that another time. But yo, we got a minute left, and that concludes our episode of The Menu for today with the Big Red, Mika, and Nicole. We'll be back next week, but she'll be back the week after to want to talk about
terrorism
exploits. So, with that being said, this is Brother B signing off. And hope everybody enjoys your Valentine's Day weekend. Don't be mean to your man. And do step up your game.
I'm not going to be mean to Rick because Rick going to be killing his zombies.
So crazy.
You know what?
Oh, God.
Even though we're about to hang up, I'm going to mute you anyway. So
I can't.
Oh, God. We have a good night, and we'll see you next week. Except for Nicole, because she got plans.
Oh.
And it ain't making chocolate either. So.
Nope.
All right, y'all.
All right.
All right, everybody.
All right, later, guys. All right. See you later.
Later.